We're talking with Joe Seaman, who many people know as a longtime peace and social and economic justice advocate in the Capital District. But he's also a candidate, Democrat Working Families Party in the 112th Assembly District, I guess eight towns or so in Saratoga, one in Schenectady County. So, Joe, why don't you give us a brief, you know, introduction to your campaign and your candidacy? Why are you running?
Well, I'm sure as hell not running for my health. I'm not running because I've got big money backers funding a big war chest. I'm running really to keep fighting for the things that I've been fighting for decades. And as you mentioned, Mark, you know that you and I and many people have been fighting for justice, for economic justice, for the interests, the economic interests of average people, of the 99% of us, not the richest 1%. And there are lots of other issues that connect with it, but the bottom line is I'm running to represent the people of Saratoga and Schenectady counties, not the corporate lobbyists, not the billionaires, not Wall Street, but to represent the average people and to fight for the policies that will create a better future for our children, a good health care for our children, good educations for our children, clean environment, a stable climate, good relations with our neighbors. And that's the type of future that I think the people of the 112th District, and actually the people of all over America want.
Now, of course, the dominant issue up until recently, at least the last 3 months, has been the COVID-19 crisis, major public health crisis, but also has led to a pretty extensive economic shutdown, unemployment levels rivaling that of the Great Depression. What would Joe Seaman, a state assembly member, do to respond to the COVID-19 crisis?
Sure. So there are two crises. There's a health crisis and there's an economic crisis. We know that the people who've died in COVID-19 are people who are particularly susceptible, elderly, and people with underlying health conditions. And we know that there are people whose health has not been good because they've lacked health insurance. We know that when people lack health insurance, they don't have as good health as if they did. So one of the things that I think we need to do is be prepared for the next pandemic. An essential thing we need to do is make sure we have health care for all. I've been a longtime advocate for health care for all, and there's a bill in the New York State Legislature called the New York Health Act, and it would create public health care for everyone in New York State, and it would save us money. 98% of New Yorkers would save money. And if people right now who are losing their jobs, you talked about the economic crisis, hundreds of thousands of people in New York alone are losing jobs. Those people, many of them are losing their health care too. So we want to make sure that people have health care. We know that the health of the least of us is connected to the health of all of us. That's a lesson we've learned from COVID-19. So number one, make sure we're prepared for the next pandemic. Make sure every New Yorker can see a doctor when they're sick, so nobody has to stay home and worry, is this the flu, is this a cold, or is this COVID-19? So that's the number one thing we need to do. And then we have to talk about the economic recovery. And there is a way we can take this crisis and we can put people back to work. There are many people losing their jobs. You talk about the unemployment rate, and in the 1930s, what FDR did was he created the Works Progress Administration, the Civilian Conservation Corps, and the government put people directly back to work. And we have things that we need people to do to put them back to work. And the main way we can do this is with a Green New Deal. Just like the original deal, it's putting people back to work, but it's green because we also need to change from a fossil fuel-based economy, which is destroying our climate and creating potential health crises in the future that dwarf what we're seeing now, So we need to transition to 100% clean energy. And this is all very doable. And we can put people back to work. We can stop burning fossil fuels, create the clean energy economy of the future, and create jobs that, unlike the mill jobs and the factory jobs that upstate New York saw decades ago, these are jobs that will not be able to be outsourced. Locally based jobs, it means that the money that we're spending now, whether we pay our national grid bill or pumping gas at the pumps, if we take the money we're spending on energy and that money instead goes to our local communities, we're building our own, creating our own homegrown energy, that means the money is spent in our communities, and that means jobs in our communities.
Well, Joe, I'm going to try to see if I can get two more questions in.
Go ahead.
The crisis that has risen has been the murder of George Floyd in Minnesota. It's led to both, nationwide protests about the issue of police brutality against people of color, but it also really raises a whole lot of issues that people of color and the poor people get negatively impacted across the board, from healthcare to the criminal justice system to education. And, so how would Joe Seaman, respond to this particular nationwide protest about criminal justice and inequality?
Sure. Well, we first of all have to recognize that we have incredible inequality in our country. When we're talking about criminal justice, we have 2 million people in jail, disproportionately people of color, and we have really different systems of justice, or maybe even you call it injustice, for people of color and for other people. So we have to recognize the problem exists. I think we need to recognize what racism really is and why we have racism. And it seems clear to me that racism is used by the billionaire class, by the very rich, and by corrupt politicians they own to divide us, used to get black people and white people on the opposite sides. It's used to get people to vote against their economic interests. So we've got to understand why we have racism, what its purpose in our society, and then we've got to realize what we have to do. And we have to, instead of allow us to be divided, we have to unite. And there are specific policy issues that New York State can do, and again, that I will support in the New York State Assembly. One thing in particular is there's a bill, I believe it's called 50A, which keeps secret the history of police officers who have broken law, who've had incidents of police brutality, and that's kept secret, and we need to repeal that law and make sure that we have full transparency so we, the public, know about what cops are doing, and we know that this instance here where this police officer killed this gentleman, that's happened many times in New York. There's been a number of cases. So that's one thing in terms of policy we can do. And we need to also take on the larger issues of injustice in our society that lead to this type of racism. And
Joe, we unfortunately are out of time. We've been talking with Joe Seaman, a Democrat Working Family Party candidate for the 112th district. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. 20 seconds, Joe. Facebook page, webpage. How do people find you?
Joeseeman, joeseeman.com. On Facebook as Joe Seaman for Assembly, fighting for the 99%, because that's what I'll be doing. And there's lots more to talk about. Contact. I want to hear from average people, not listening to corporate lobbyists, but looking to hear from average people.
Thank you, Joe. This has been Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.